This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com, and it is an honor to be here with you today. We'll have Mike Adams joining us in just a moment, but before he comes on, oh, here he is. I think he's with us now. I just wanted to say a few words about the caliber of the people that are speaking out right now. I think as we get closer and closer to the complete chaos and destruction that's being orchestrated by the New World Order, times will get more difficult. And between now and then, it's really going to be a test of character. And I think that these past few weeks alone have really, really shown who can be trusted and who can't moving forward. Mike Adams is one of those people. He joins us now. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Maria. It's an honor to join you today. Great to be on the channel.
It's wonderful to see you. For anyone that's not following Mike, please follow Natural News, follow him on X, watch Brighteon.com. He does a daily broadcast, the Health Ranger Report, always spot on analysis. Mike, I think, I guess I want to ask you about this, the latest wave. Obviously you and I spoke very early on with the Middle Eastern conflict. We did an interview and we were kind of both perplexed by the emotional and irrational response from people. Now, a few weeks on, do you think that's settled? Do you think that now people are starting to be able to sift through the facts?
Well, I think you just mentioned something really critical to understand here, that globalists are orchestrating events right now in order to destroy humanity and to cause chaos that will give them power. And what happened on October 7th is no different. In fact, I equate October 7th with January 6th. Both events were in many ways orchestrated by governments in order to justify the actions that they wanted to take against certain people that they are targeting. Of course, January 6th, now the truth is coming out. It was a staged insurrection. It was orchestrated by the powers that be so they could cover up a stolen election. And it was successful in that way. They shut down the alternate electors wave that was building momentum and people questioning that election. But October 7th in Israel, and of course Hamas was originally funded in part by Israel, and it's a creation of Mossad and other intelligence agencies, Hamas was allowed to attack on October 7th, carry out its bloodshed, its acts of terrorism against Israeli civilians and military targets so that Israel could have its justification for what it's doing now. So, Maria, that's the big picture here. We are all being played. Real people are dying. There's too much suffering. We don't need this. I'm calling for peace, but on a global level, peace is the only way to defeat the globalists.
I absolutely agree with you. I just want to let people know about an observation from my end. I watched a very, very, a pastor that I really do respect, and he had a guest on recently, and, you know, that guest was talking about collecting donations for weapons for the IDF. I simply cannot understand. First of all, U.S. tax dollars of many, many people around the world are already going to the IDF. To be collecting donations from churchgoers for more weapons to kill innocent civilians. We're not just fighting Hamas here. We're talking about killing innocent civilians, bombing churches, bombing hospitals. A school was just bombed as well, where refugees and innocents are being sheltered. Go on.
Sorry, but the key here, and I know we'll talk about this on the other side of the break here, but what's happening, what you just described, is making our world more dangerous for Americans and more dangerous for Israelis. So if Israel is to survive, they have to change course, and we need to talk about that in more detail, because if we are pro-Israel and if we support Jewish people and Judaism, we must call for a halting of what is happening right now, because that is a path of destruction of the state of Israel, I believe.
I absolutely absolutely agree with you. I want to read a portion of a letter that was sent to me by a friend from Israel, which absolutely backs up what you're saying. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, I'm so grateful for InfoWars and for Alex Jones. This platform is so vital, having the most important conversations really on earth about things that actually matter and things that can change the course of history. So please support InfoWars. Head to the InfoWars store today and get yourself a high quality supplement. Get yourself a signed copy of Alex's book and support them to continue getting these conversations out there. Like I said, changing the course of history. We're here with Mike Adams. Mike, just before the break, you said that what we really need is to basically all be calling for a ceasefire, not for any other reason. If you really are a supporter of Israel, number one, you'll share the gospel with the Jewish people. Number two, you will not want any of them to be in any further danger, not collecting donations and arming the IDF for further escalation. You are angering the entire world. Your comments, Mike.
Well, there's a key factor here that I think everybody is forgetting or just neglecting to recognize. And Maria, you've interviewed many guests about the coming de-dollarization that's happening in our world. And, you know, the BRICS nations next year are about to roll out their BRICS settlement currencies between nations, and you will see global use of the dollar absolutely plummet. And Saudi Arabia is one of the nations that's joining the BRICS Plus group, as you know, in January, I believe, and there are many other nations as well. We are rapidly approaching the point where 100 major nations around the world will stop trading with the dollar. China is already selling off dollar debt or treasuries, and other nations are doing that as well as their central banks are buying physical gold. Now, what does this have to do with Israel? It has everything to do with Israel, because Israel is only propped up by United States funding and the U.S. military. If the U.S. Navy were not there in, well, the Eastern Mediterranean Sea and also, I think, near the Red Sea right now with the Eisenhower Group, Israel would probably already be overrun by Hezbollah, by Turkey, by Syria, by the Arab nations that surround Israel. There is an ocean of angry Arabs surrounding Israel, a relatively tiny nation that appears to be, in my opinion, carrying out a level of atrocities against Palestinian civilians that are designed to provoke a wider war, because the United States is asking Israel to escalate this to the point where the U.S. can justify bombing Iran. That seems to be the real narrative behind this. But the dollar, when the dollar loses its value and really collapses, and this can happen in an accelerating way due to the mad money printing and the abandonment of the dollar globally, when the dollar goes down, how will the U.S. support Israel? When the dollar dies, Israel has no more U.S. support, and Israel then is so vulnerable and will probably potentially be attacked and maybe even overrun by those Arab nations. So Israel's fate is tied to the fate of the dollar. Everybody's forgetting that. And the fate of the dollar is that the dollar is going to zero, folks. It's going to zero. We don't know when, but that's about to happen. So maybe, just my opinion, maybe Israel should figure out how to get along with its neighbors instead of provoking them into bloodlust and war. That's just my take.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Mike. I want to read a few excerpts from this letter that was sent to me by a Jewish friend in Israel. I have to keep them anonymous, Mike, because now in Israel, if you speak out and the government doesn't like it, they take you to prison for 2 years and they seize your house. Police also have the go-ahead to kill protesters. So it's absolutely dangerous for the people there right now if they disagree with the government. But this person said this was never about an Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It was always a globalist agenda to control the entire planet. Regional conflicts have been built in by the globalists into several regions of the world so that they could invoke them whenever their globalist agendas required them. This person goes on to talk about how this is a regional conflict that's been built into Israel since 1948, and they acknowledge that the land of Israel must have some profound spiritual significance for the globalists. It does, absolutely. For Satanists, it has a huge spiritual significance. I'm not saying that Jewish people are Satanists. I'm saying that the Satanists in controlling the world have a tie to that land. He says, the New World Order is coming to all parts of the world, sadly. It is tragic that the epicenter of this tsunami should be in Israel, and goes on to talk about Netanyahu creating the lab for Pfizer. And then when the dust settles, I don't know what will remain here. Well, whoever remains, no doubt, will face ruins of society, economy, buildings, infrastructure, and shall face the harbinger of a global great reset with permanent lockdowns, mandatory vaccines, and a social credit system and CBDCs. I think people, Mike, may have forgotten that every single government thus far has been working in collusion to inject people, to poison them, to bring in CBDCs, to bring in social credit scores. This is every government working together on this, and these types of crises escalate their ability to do that. And I'll comment more on that, but I'll get your take.
No, that's exactly right. This feeds right into the globalist agenda. And remember that the globalists celebrate the deaths of human beings, no matter who is dying. So, you know, if tribe A is fighting tribe B, the globalists don't care as long as there's blood in the streets. And really, and I think David Icke has said this before, that all wars are a satanic blood ritual. It's a human sacrifice ritual. And we saw that in Ukraine. I think, you know, according to reliable estimates, at least 400,000 Ukrainians, maybe 500,000, have been killed in this conflict with Russia. That's a blood sacrifice to Satan. It did not have to happen. And that did happen because of the U.S. empire pushing the expansion of NATO and provoking Russia. But this is what the U.S. does as the world's bully, running around the world with coercion, with weapons, with weaponization of the currency, the dollar, cutting people off from the SWIFT system, which they did to Russia, and then bombing civilian infrastructure such as the Nord Stream pipelines, which is destroying Germany's economy, by the way, which makes it insane that Germany is giving more weapons to Ukraine, you know, to continue to carry this out. But the U.S. weaponizes everything against we the people right now. And it doesn't have to be this way. I love America. The founding principles, what America is supposed to stand for, and I want to see that come back. But the globalists that are currently in charge of the United States of America, they do not represent the American spirit or the American people. And they are running around the world trying to destroy everything, basically pillaging, bombing, pillaging, assassinating, carrying out regime change to other countries around the world. And the more conflict there is, the more power they have over all of us. We should expect there to be another pandemic, another war, and domestic terrorism. Maria, I just did an interview literally 10 minutes before I got on with you of a man who is working with the military in Texas, and I couldn't show his face, so it's an audio-only recording. He just told me he works with intel groups. He's on calls with the FBI, with the CIA, with DHS, with Homeland Security. They are expecting over 24 U.S. cities to be hit by domestic terrorism carried out by outraged Middle Eastern terrorists who have been they've reached the tipping point because of what's happening with Israel. So the U.S. is going to be hit with bombs, infrastructure bombs. We're talking refineries, railroads, bridges, maybe government buildings, ports. And because of what Israel is doing in Gaza right now, we are less safe in America, not just Israel, not just the people living in Tel Aviv. We, the Americans, are less safe. And the fact that we have U.S. Navy there and we are giving Israel money to keep bombing Gaza, this is a suicide mission of the West. We are going to be the ones that are hurt by this. Wait until the bombs start falling on we, the people in America. Then will you call for a ceasefire? Those of you watching who want to keep the bombs going, you will. You'll beg for a ceasefire when that day comes. Trust me. Those are my thoughts, Maria.
Absolutely agree with you. I agree with you, Mike. Team, if you can pull up the clip, just as B-roll of the Canadian Parliament, and how it's fine. An insurrection is absolutely fine if it's a pro-Palestine rally. We already know that, that Soros is funding, according to the latest figures, $14 million into pro-Palestine rallies. And so further invoking the anger of the Arab world, of the Muslim world, and then this is allowed, we're allowed to keep raising the anger and the tension, but January 6th landed you in prison. We'll be right
back. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Just before the break, we played a clip of the Canadian Parliament, of the insurrection in the Canadian Parliament. And of course, that's allowed, but Owen Troy is in prison. Mike, absolutely unbelievable. But the point of me playing that was they really are, and you made a very valid point. I say Soros-funded pro-Palestine protests. Yes, they are stoking the fire. Right now, they are pushing the Islamic world, which does have an underlying ideology that's ready for jihad, and is being angered by Israel. They are really pushing them. How far do you think they'll really push them? Mike says all the way to terrorist attacks on U.S. soil.
Yeah, that's exactly where this is going. And to our audience here, all the info warriors, you know, understand that if you pick a tribe, you've already lost. You're being manipulated by the system. They want you to pick a tribe and call for the total destruction of the other tribe. That's it. The way to win the game is to not play within the confines of what the globalists have set for us. Do not play that game. Instead, transcend that and say, wait a second, how do we actually de-escalate and not have violence and not have another crisis and not have another emergency? Remember what they did during the COVID emergency. They took so much power away from the American people, and they pushed mandates. And by the way, they pushed mandates on our soldiers. And right now, the U.S. Army is begging for unvaxxed soldiers, right, to come back and ostensibly to die for Israel in an expanded war in the Middle East. So, you know, where's the apology, by the way, to our veterans and our soldiers who said no to the vaccine? Over 8,000 were kicked out of the Army alone for saying no to the vaccines. There should be an apology. They should get back pay. They should have their rank reinstated, if not, you know, some kind of financial award of some kind. They have the right answer. There should be an apology to our military personnel. And by the way, and I know I've taken some heat for this, but I believe that Trump should come out and apologize for pushing Operation Warp Speed on the U.S. troops as well. And pushing a vaccine without proper testing. We now know the aftermath of that. How many millions of Americans have been disabled and taken out of the workforce? They've suffered vaccine injuries, and many Americans are dead now because of these vaccines. And in Israel, Netanyahu pushed the vaccines on his own people with an uptake rate that's through the roof, like 98% or something close to that. How many Israeli civilians were killed by the vaccines? I say, Maria, that number is higher than the 1,200 or 1,400 that are believed to have died on October 7th. I think Netanyahu killed more Israelis than Hamas did. And that is a fact. Yeah. That is a fact. And Netanyahu needs to be peacefully removed from office because he is driving Israel through a suicide mission that will harm more Israeli people and will ultimately harm America as well.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Mike. In fact, I recall speaking with people in Israel at the time of I think it was the third or fourth injection, and the hospitals were overrun, the funeral homes were overrun with injected victims and people that have died as a direct result of the injections. This has been a catastrophic result of these depopulation shots, and Israel's government absolutely decimated its population with them. And so Netanyahu, as far as I'm concerned, is a murderer of his own. That's before, right. He's a murderer of anyone else. So you're right.
He's a war criminal against his own civilians.
Yes.
I mean, not to mention Gaza. I mean, take Gaza out of it. Netanyahu is a war criminal against the Israeli people.
Yes, absolutely. And I know this letter that you're talking about, the U.S. Army sent a letter to former service members dismissed for refusing the injection, and they can now request corrections of their discharge records because they're struggling with recruitment. Fancy getting rid of your most respected service members in the country because they don't want to play Russian roulette with a COVID death shot. And then because you don't have enough people to go and die for a foreign nation, inviting them to come back and die some more. I mean, this is surely no one, Mike, wants to go and fight in these bogus foreign wars anymore. This has nothing to do with protecting your own soil and everything to do with advancing a globalist agenda.
Well, and also, you know, enriching the corrupt corporations that control our elections and control our media, right? So, in fact, this $100+ billion that was supposedly sent to Ukraine, only a small fraction of that actually went to Ukraine. Most of that went to the U.S. weapons manufacturers, companies like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and Boeing and so on. And those weapons will never be manufactured in time to do anything in Ukraine because that war is already lost. And by the way, even the mainstream media in America is finally coming around and using, you know, terms and saying, well, it was magical thinking to think that the U.S. and Ukraine could beat Russia. Yeah, it was delusional. Russia has won that conflict. Ukraine has lost. And now it's only a matter of time before there's going to be terms of a peace agreement or terms of surrender, you could call it. Russia's probably going to get Odessa. And all that money that supposedly went to Ukraine is just going to end up in the hands of the weapons manufacturers, with more of those weapons eventually coming off the assembly lines over the next 2 to 3 years and not helping Ukraine. So none of that money went to the Ukrainian soldiers, by the way. And my heart goes out to the Ukrainian soldiers because they acted with courage themselves. I mean, they went up against Russia, for God's sake, on the battlefield, and hundreds of thousands of them died. And that takes bravery and courage and dedication. And my heart goes out to them. Those young men should not have died. They should be coders and engineers and you know, attorneys and doctors and whatever. They should be members of society of a thriving Ukrainian country. But it was destroyed by the United States of America because we wanted to use Ukraine as a proxy puppet nation to weaken Russia. And it backfired. It backfired on Ukraine. It backfired on the United States. Russia is stronger than ever with its domestic economy, its industrial output, its weapons manufacturing now 7 times higher than all of NATO combined. And the U.S. can't even recruit people because the Pentagon has gone woke trying to push, you know, rainbows and push-up bras and high heels for soldiers instead of saying, hey, let's defend America. I mean, the world has gone freaking insane, Maria. I'm gonna control myself here, but the situation is out of control. It's bad.
I agree with you, Mike. Every single day, it's becoming more and more insane. By the way, Germany's just given another $1.3 billion to Ukraine in the greatest money laundering operation seen since the dawn of man. Seriously. You know, the whole world is acknowledging that this is over. You know, Zelensky's out there asking for loans. I mean, we'll pay you back, I promise. It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing, but he's been embarrassing from the start. And so Germany's just pledged another $1.3 billion taxpayer dollars to what? To Ukraine 24, the new HQ of the fully AI-run government, where the New World Order is at the top and all of the middle levels of government are removed and you just have AI running everything. And this is where, after the break, I want to segue into Javier Milei, Mike, because I know you have some thoughts, and so do I. And I think that I can offer, and maybe you can too, a different perspective on why he's ripping down all of these areas of government. The team can get that clip ready for after the break, what he's actually doing, and who the hell waves a foreign nation's flag as part of their victory.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We're here with Mike Adams from Brighteon. Really should be one of the top people that everyone is listening to. I think that as times get more difficult, as I said at the start of this show, people's true characters really will come out, and Mike has been consistent for many, many years. Mike, I want to talk about Javier Milei. The most conservatives are absolutely celebrating this guy. Less than 1 second Google search will show you his history with the World Economic Forum. Very long history of all of these organizations he's been involved in. But I will say that he's come out and said, you know, I'm really opposed to Agenda 2030. That was some time ago. I want to be fair about that. But team, if you can play the clip on B-roll of him waving an Israeli flag as part of a victory that he's celebrating, that to me is absolutely terrifying. Imagine the Australian Prime Minister at his victory speech waving another country's flag. Doesn't matter which country, that does not make any sense to me. Mike, what's your take on this guy?
Well, you make a really important point. Where do his loyalties lie, right? That's the question. Is he loyal to the globalists? Is he loyal to Israel over his own people? Will he represent his own people, or will he sacrifice their interests for the sake of Israel? Now, the same question comes to the United States. We have many people in positions of power who are dual citizens. They have Israeli citizenship and United States citizenship. And many of those people made decisions about the pandemic, by the way. Many of those people are in the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, and so on. And you do have to reasonably ask the question that when these people make their decisions, who are they representing? Whose interests are at stake? And increasingly, as you find, they don't represent us. Even the Pentagon doesn't represent America. You notice they rush to defend Israel's borders, but they do nothing to defend America's borders. I mean, when do America's borders get two carrier strike groups, you know, off one in the Gulf of Mexico, maybe one off the coast of California? When do our borders get supported by our military? The answer is never, never. In fact, our federal government sends soldiers to our border to cut the fences and lift the fences and help illegals across. So it's very clear that our representatives, by and large, although there are a few exceptions, obviously, but by and large, our representatives in Congress, in the State Department especially, and in the White House, absolutely do not represent the interests of the American people. This is a legit question to ask. And Maria, can I interject one more thing here real quick?
Yes.
Elon Musk has announced this thermonuclear lawsuit against Media Matters. This is good news. But to say that X or Twitter is a free speech platform, give me a break. Where is Alex Jones on Twitter? Where is the official InfoWars account? It's shadow banned. My account, Health Ranger, shadow banned. I actually get more response posting on my own platform, which is a fraction of the size of Twitter, obviously, than I do on Twitter because I'm shadow banned. I don't know if you're shadow banned, but we're all still shadow banned. So Elon, if you're going to sue Media Matters, why don't you start by just unleashing the power of the freedom to speak for the key people who can make Twitter more successful? That's people like Alex Jones and like myself and like you, Maria. We can reinvigorate Twitter, or X as it is now. So stop silencing us, for God's sake.
Yeah, I've spoken about this before, but I'm going to say it now because I told X at the time, I'm going to make sure I continue to mention this. I have an impersonator. I have to have it pinned on my page. This is my third account. I haven't had my former two accounts reinstated. I have an impersonator engaging people in financial scams on X. I notified X about this, and they said, oh, well, we need you to email us from your official business domain. So I did that. I emailed them from the Z Media domain. Then they said, that's not enough. We need your government-issued ID. You need what? Sorry, someone else is impersonating me. I am active on this account. They're not. I'm engaging with my audience. They're not. But you want my government-issued ID, you can shove it. So, and X still hasn't done anything about that. So, you know, my point is, Mike, and you can see there are some people are very, very shadow banned, still on there. You're one of them. I'm definitely one of them. It's not what people keep claiming it is. Certain accounts are elevated. Certain accounts are silenced. And from what I can see, the actual truthers, the ones who hit the nail on the head, are still suppressed.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, Ben Shapiro has unlimited reach, but somebody like me or Alex Jones, who is actually uncovering a far deeper truth or a higher truth, we're completely shadow banned or completely banned in the case of Alex. So, yeah, look, you know, Tucker Carlson has done a lot of great things with Twitter and or X and reinvigorating it, and that's wonderful. But Tucker Carlson, as much as I admire his work, he is not the only person who can attract hundreds of millions of views. Alex did that with his documentaries before he was banned by YouTube and others. In fact, Alex's documentaries have over 1 billion views on YouTube before they were banned. So, look, you put Alex on X or Twitter, man, the sky's the limit. And by the way, I'll be happy to advertise on X. I'll spend easily $100,000 a month advertising on X. If Elon is afraid of losing his advertisers, I will commit. I'll spend $100,000 a month advertising on X right now for my store. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people who will support X financially that way as well. So I just want to get that in there and mention that. It has to be mentioned. X is not a free speech platform. Not yet.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike, and you know, very noble of you to support that. I think a lot of conservatives are actually saying that right now. They're saying we'll foot that bill if we can continue to have a free speech platform. But these people are under the illusion, many of them, that it's currently a free speech platform when it's fully not. But in any case, it is better than what we've had thus far. I'm personally not happy with just settling, Mike. We're at a point where the world does not want, leftist derangement syndrome and globalism are wildly unpopular. Even when you talk to normies about this stuff, they're terrified. They don't want it. You describe the dystopian future, and I do this as often as I can. I talk to regular people, on the street, in the shops, whatever. I can't keep my mouth shut, Mike. And so you talk to them about this future that they're building, and they don't want it. It is so unpopular. And so the solution now, Kathy Hochul, I want to play this clip from Kathy right before the break, and then we'll continue on the other side, team, if you can line that up. The solution is really to indoctrinate people, children, from K to 12, to make sure that we inoculate them against hatred.
Today I'm directing the Director of Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to develop media literacy tools for K through 12 in our public schools. This will teach students and even teachers to help understand how to spot conspiracy theories and misinformation, disinformation, and online hate. Start talking about what we're seeing out there. Give the teachers the tools they need to help these conversations in school. And by teaching younger New Yorkers about how to discern between digital fact and digital fiction, we can better inoculate them from hatred and the spread of it, and help prepare them for a very fast-moving and often confusing world.
We can turn this off, team. So basically, the awareness is rising so much, but everything we're saying is so unpopular, now we have to indoctrinate them starting even younger.
Yeah, well, according to Hochul there, digital hate is anything that she doesn't want people to be able to say. Digital hate would be criticism of her governorship, by the way, and her policies, which I would describe her policies as hateful against the human race. I mean, she's spewing hate every day in her vaccine mandates and trying to take away the Second Amendment rights of the people of New York, and also surveilling and spying on the people of New York by monitoring their social media accounts. That's a form of government hatred against the people. She is queen hate of New York City. But she would say that I'm spewing hatred to even criticize her on that. So, hey, the truth is going to come out. But I know we got to go to break here.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go to break and we'll talk about the potential consequences of all this truth coming out. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Mike.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
So value your time, Mike, today and all of your input. I want to talk about, so just before the break, we played that clip of Kathy, and basically the response of government is things are getting too out of control. There's too much free speech, too much free thought. That speech that she gave was actually a response to the viral trend this week on TikTok of people reviewing some literature from Osama bin Laden. And so this was kids looking, having their worldview rocked by reading historical fact. And all of a sudden saying, oh my goodness, we can't trust the government. And in comes Kathy, saying, oh, all these kids are being groomed to be terrorists. No, they're not. They're just realizing that the government can't be trusted.
Well, yeah, when the government says you're not allowed to read history and they start actually removing historical documents like that letter from Osama bin Laden, which I think is 21 years old, that tells you something right there. So I even commented on this in my own podcast. I said, what's so dangerous about Osama bin Laden's letter that no one should be allowed to even read it in America today? Why are they pulling it off everywhere? And actually, if you read the letter, number one, you realize that Osama bin Laden, even though, of course, I do not endorse his actions, and, you know, he is clearly radical in many ways, but he's not just some lowbrow, low IQ cave dweller as he was portrayed by the media. He is thoughtful in his own way. He has his own internal justifications for his actions and his own observations. Again, I'm not justifying anything he did, just to be clear. But he is, in his own way, a thoughtful person. And his commentary about the U.S. economy at that time was, I think, completely 100% right on, that the economy is driven by these warmongering corporations while the American people are suffering with homelessness and debt and internal economic destruction. And think about how much worse we are now compared to where we were 21 years ago. So, you know, if anything, the Osama bin Laden letter was almost prophetic about where America was headed today. So, yeah, we should have a right to read it. Doesn't mean we're going to believe everything the man ever said or become a terrorist or follow in his footsteps. I mean, you're supposed to read the ideas of different people, including those with whom you disagree. That's the very nature of free speech in America.
Well, I actually think that it's vital to do so. I listen to a lot of people that I really disagree with, Mike, just to get an understanding of their worldview and really to remind myself of what's immoral and something that I would never do and how to protect myself from ever becoming an immoral person. When you read through, you know, dictators of the past and you think, okay, if I have any sort of leadership in any way, I have to avoid these steps because that's what dictators do. I mean, this is healthy. Right. And the fact is that the government doesn't trust people to have independent thought, to look at, you know, the most outrageous literature or the most outrageous speeches and make a decision for themselves about what is moral and what is just. And of course, you know, I think that this is because we've pushed God out of society, Mike. So in many ways, people can't be trusted to make moral decisions. However, the answer is not an atheistic government or even a satanic government telling you how to think. Really quickly, I want to give you an example out of what's just happened in Australia. We've had this tragedy. A police commissioner's child, I believe, has been injured in some sort of an accident. And of course, that's tragic, and our hearts go out to the family of this police commissioner. But what they're suggesting is a reward system now for people that don't do the wrong thing on the roads. So I wanted to get your take, Mike, on this social credit conditioning that's happening. On one hand, you have someone like Kathy Hochul who wants to indoctrinate you from K to 12. She used the word inoculate. And at the same time, you have rewards for doing what the government wants in society. How do you think these two will merge in the dystopian future that they're building?
Well, can I ask you, in Australia, what's the structure of that reward system? What do you actually get if you don't violate laws of the road?
I have to look at all of the details, Mike, but from what I understand, it's maybe discounted tolls or discounts on your tolls or discounts on fuel, for example.
I see. All right. Well, I would just prefer, as an American, to drive on the right side of the road in Australia and see how far that gets me there. I'd probably end up in Australian prison, actually acting like an American on the roads. But you should try driving in Texas. I know you've driven through Texas where you have illegals all over the road that think the shoulder is a third lane and they have no driver's license and no insurance. And the state highway patrol won't even write them tickets because it's pointless, right? So that's a whole issue right there. But to your point, this is obviously a social credit engineering system that's being rolled out, attempted to be rolled out all over the world. Once they tie that, or I should say in Western nations, once they tie that to the CBDCs, which is the financial leash or noose around your neck because we will all be slaves under that system, then they have complete control. And they'll have GPS trackers in your cars. They've already passed the bill in the U.S. Congress to have the automatic kill switches on your cars, as I said earlier, making you a prisoner in your own vehicle. And it won't be long before they can summon your vehicle to imprison you and drive you to the nearest police station to be arrested because they think that you've said something wrong on social media. And by the way, when Governor Hochul says that young people have to be taught to discern fact from fiction, the government that she runs is the number one purveyor of fiction in the state of New York. And at a national level, it's the U.S. government that spreads more fiction than anyone else. Practically everything they tell you is fiction. Oh, we didn't blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. Oh, we didn't have anything to do with the pandemic. Oh, we don't build bioweapons. Oh, we don't have bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Oh, the dollar is strong. The border is secure. You know, I mean, it's just lie after lie after lie. And yet they claim to have a monopoly on the truth. Of course, you know, thankfully your audience, my audience, the InfoWarrior audience, they know they can sense the real truth when they see it. And they're not fooled by any of this. There's going to be a major pushback against the social credit engineering system.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to ask you then, Mike, because I agree with you, there is a huge pushback already, and people, you know, being debanked, Australia is now freezing bank accounts, one of the major banks. If you say something offensive online, that's sort of indirectly where this is heading. And so it's gotten really out of control already, and people just haven't felt the full force of it yet. But when they do, Mike, I mean, where do you see this going in the next 3 minutes? Where do you see the people going, the globalist reaction? And my opinion is that really only the strong will survive. The people that don't emotionally react to every manufactured crisis, and believe you me, more of them are coming.
We're going to have parallel systems, parallel economies, parallel currencies, cryptocurrency, privacy currency, you know, Monero, Bitcoin. You notice that the SEC just got a settlement with CZ and like a $4 billion settlement with that exchange, Binance, because they're trying to punish crypto. You notice Kraken has just been sued by the SEC, but Kraken is going to fight back and defend their 10 million plus customers. And I'm one of those customers, by the way. And I love Kraken because I can buy privacy crypto directly on that exchange. Once I have private crypto, or physical gold or silver in my hands or garden seeds or legal ammunition, the government can't track it. They don't know where it is. They don't know where I put it or if I gave it to somebody. You know, if I'm giving somebody a silver coin or a gold coin, or I'm at a farmer's market and I'm buying food with silver, the government doesn't know that, and they don't have a right to know that. It's my business. If I'm buying, you know, organic biscuits at a farmer's market with junk silver coins that are pre-1965, that's my business. Or if I'm using Bitcoin, that's my business. So you're going to see so many people reject the system, the CBDCs and the failing banks and the failing currency, which is the dollar. And those people who are stupid enough to stay in the dollar system, they're going to lose everything. Because as I said earlier, Maria, the dollar is going to zero. And those people who are still holding on to the dollar, they're going to lose everything financially. Whereas those in gold and silver and crypto and land and things that have real value, they're going to be the new wealthy of the next society that rises up out of the ashes after the collapse of this broken system that we're currently suffering under today. I truly believe that. And that's why it is a responsibility for each and every one of us to position ourselves to protect our assets and protect our voices and protect our health, so that we can rebuild a society rooted in truth, liberty, freedom, and real justice after the collapse of this system that is in its last chapter right now. That's kind of my summary, Maria.
Truth, liberty, real justice, and actual prosperity, Mike. One where we are not indebted to globalist bankers. One where we support one another to prosper and live well and be blessed with our children and our gardens and abundance. And these are things that absolutely everyone wants. I read some statistics about Gen Z being pro-socialist. I think that if the world sees this model that you're talking about, Mike, they will flock to it. And you are doing such an amazing job in building that, Mike, in being a true pioneer for that. Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, thank you so much for your time today, Mike. Everyone, please support InfoWars and share this everywhere. God bless you all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.